someone that is a very keen kind of consumer of our of live music is one of our Monday Daily producers, Oscar, who's going to give us a bit of a rundown. Oscar, what are we looking forward to with this new segment?
Mate, probably every week, I think, with all these upcoming gigs, it's going to be, what can people look forward to? There's a lot of 2SER acts coming up, I think we've all been missing it, as you said, in lockdown. Everyone's kind of been itching.
With a fantastic and kind of wide array and, you know, a little known artists that get played a lot here on 2SER. You'd hazard guess a lot of the listeners. A pretty keen kind of music fan. So you might be giving them exactly what they need to be in the know as to what's going on and even get out there themselves, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's important when you're listening to music from these artists to know if they're playing and
that's it.
To look forward to and see it live. And
how good's a gig? Especially just like a $10 gig. The best.
Or if you go along to a gig, like even if you don't know any of the artists we're talking about, just check it out.
Just go and check them out.
And that's how you kind of fall in love with the band, I think, is when you don't really know any of their music and you hear it live for the first time. It's the best way to kind of have that infatuation. And
we've spoken a couple of times about how there's bands out there that I don't love as recorded artists.
Like, but live, they transform their sound.
Oh, man, like it totally transcends kind of what I think of them otherwise. Not that I actively dislike these acts, but you go and see them live and it's like, whoa, baby.
For sure. They bring something to the stage and it's that interaction, it's that immediacy that we haven't been able to get for a while, but now it's back.
Yep, that's it.
It's back, baby. Yeah.
Alrighty, let's get into it.
Yeah, so recap on the weekend. I saw Dress Thick. We've spun their tunes. They're very Stone Roses, Happy Mondays, that great, like, DMAs-esque Britpop Madchester revivalist.
Madchester, yeah.
Love it, mate. Mad for it. And it was, man, it was a great concert. It was at the Vic, one of my favorite venues.
Yep.
Perfect spot, and man, my ears are honestly still ringing.
It was
inside.
That's good.
And I think it's honestly one of the loudest gigs I've ever been to.
Have you ever been to a to an outside gig at the Vic?
Love the outside. They used to get the half pipe out as well.
Yeah. That's it. It is good, but I do enjoy the inside gigs as well. Tucked into the corner there.
Yeah.
Football
nice
still
cozy.
Playing on the screens.
Punches there, betting like, what the hell's going on here? Live music.
Yeah, exactly.
I know it was good. Like, my ears are still ringing a little bit, but hey, that's rock and roll. That's rock and roll, innit? It was good, man. It was a good show. And my mate plays bass in the band, and it was good for them because they hadn't played, I think, a lot of these bands now. They haven't played in so long.
Yeah.
And they were sitting on material and just itching to be able to play to an audience.
Yeah, to a loving audience.
Yeah, and reshape how they approach the audience with no mosh pits and kind of...
Yeah.
So it was a bit intimidating in that he was saying, when you've got a bit of a mosh pit, you can jump around. And,
yep.
But when people are looking directly at you, it's kind of confronting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Must be, yeah.
It was still a great show, though. So let's see what's coming up.
All right, what's coming up, Oscar?
Le Pai, 2SER. We've got them on the rotation for new music.
Definitely get a spin.
Oh, man, their quality. They're playing at the Bank in Newtown. Another classic venue.
Incredible venue.
Yeah, and they're launching their new album, A Room of One's Own. And it's definitely worth checking out if you're into that melancholy pop.
Yep.
Female lead singer.
That's it.
Definitely check it out. And that's on Thursday.
This coming Thursday,
so you can look forward to that. There's still tickets. We're going to put a link to all the tickets on the upload on 2SER's website.
Unreal.
Definitely check that out. And then the next day, on the Friday, we've got Good Pash. And if you're into that kind of, females, once again, that very, like, indie punk, they'll have you moshing in your seat. They'll have you squirming in your seat, wanting to just bounce out. So they're launching their new single, Delete Me, which I listened to a few days ago, and it's a tune.
You liked it?
I'm going to go.
All right, cool.
So you might see me there.
Puts the garlic bread in your oven,
so
to speak.
Oh, man, it does. You'll be guaranteed to be moshing in your seats. And now, it's an action-packed week. Saturday, these New South Wales.
Oh, baby.
Max Watts. Ooh, I'm keen, man. We were talking before about just how funny, and they play those characters. And if you've seen, like, the YouTube series and their podcasts.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know, these New South Wales, there's a couple of series on YouTube. It is very funny stuff. It's tongue-in-cheek, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's in jest.
That
but,
Spinal Tap-esque kind of making fun of the Australian music scene.
Yeah, a rock mockumentary.
Rock, yeah, for sure.
Of sorts. I've seen these New South Wales a couple of times. Maybe 5, 6, 7 times, actually. Have you ever seen them?
First time, man, and I'm keen.
Oh, man.
I feel like I'm going to get a comedy show, and I'm curious to see how they...
I don't think they do the... They used to do this thing where they would go bare-breasted with... Or sometimes with...
Yeah.
And they would
put... Marilyn Manson.
They would put electrical tape over their nipples and have a bit of a fun. And there was, for a long time, there would be a strobe light just...
That's punk.
Just continuing throughout the entirety of their set.
Really?
Like, it was awful. It was just, it gave everybody in the room a splitting headache. I was in Melbourne a couple of years ago in, like, February. It was, like, a 32-degree day. I saw them in this tiny little basement that was under, like, an Ethiopian restaurant or something. Honestly, man, like, the room barely fit 40 people in there, and there was maybe, like, 80 people in there. Bear in mind, this is, like, 4 years pre-COVID.
What was the mosh like? Were people just bouncing off the walls?
I've never perspired so much. And I'm not actually joking. Like, that's not even...
Really?
I swear to God, that was...
Especially after an Ethiopian meal, you would already be kind of...
I was sweating up anyway.
Yeah. Ethiopian meal in New South Wales. What an interesting combination.
Honestly.
Anyway, so yeah, they're still tickets to that, and they're going to be playing as part of Hellfest with OK Hotel, the Lenores, and the Dead Show. So well worth checking out.
All right.
And then also on the same night, there's also tickets for Last Thursday. They've had a little bit of a hiatus, like a lot of bands, but they're a great little Sydney indie rock band, and they're playing at Boogie Mountain, a venue I think I've told you about a few times. It's this cool little club in Potts Point. Got a very, like, 70s disco vibe upstairs.
Yeah, you did. I'm not an Eastern Suburbs boy, unfortunately, so I haven't come across it. But
it's taken off as one of the leading venues. So while we're checking out, if you want to cry, laugh, dance in your seat, check them out. But that's all for this week. We'll put links, as I said before, to all the tickets on the website.
Head to Oscar's archive page, which is going to be 2ser.com/Oscar Byrne, and you can go and check it out. Links in all the descriptions.